From KCRW, this is Here Be Monsters.
All of this is, what they call fan art, hey?
Yeah, absolutely. you've elicited quite a lot of it.
Yeah, I still have a box full of it that I haven't put on my wall yet. People will just bring it to me. It's really fun.
What are you doing now?
Oh, I'm putting on my black lipstick. Because I'm the witch of the neighborhood, I like to definitely have my black lipstick on. Okay, there we go. And here's my bags of food. I go through 150 pounds a week. They love grains. They love lentils, dried lentils, peas, millet. That's good stuff. Since it's winter, corn is really good for them. It keeps them warm. When you go out to feed birds, you're treated like a criminal. So I like to call myself the pigilante, because you have to do it as if you're giving them drugs or something. I mean, because it's like, you have to do it and like look around, make sure no one's watching. So ridiculous.
Do we need to watch out for cops?
Cops? No, cops don't care.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. Okay, going, yeah.
Let's go.
Here Be Monsters, the podcast about
the money-making lie told by greedy exterminators.
The podcast about
the unknown.
Can you say where we are?
Yeah, right now we are in Bushwick at my local park called Maria Hernandez Park.
What do you like about it here?
Well, it's park. Yeah, it's good. It has some trees and some plants and a few squirrels. They've tried to kill off the rat population, so not as many rats as I would like. But you know, it's good. Pigeons hang out here. It's good.
What's your name?
My name is Mother Pigeon.
And what do you do?
I make pigeons out of felt and wire, and I do crafting street performance in the park, and I take care of lots of pigeons.
When did you first tell someone that was who you were?
I became Mother Pigeon about 6 years ago. I started making pigeons out of felt and wire, and I thought I wanted to come up with a fun name, and a friend of mine said, oh, you could be Mother Goose. And I said, well, that doesn't make sense at all. It's dumb. And then I was like, oh, God, I'm going to be Mother Pigeon. That's how it all started. Yeah. See them? They're all in this tree.
Okay, so they'll eat. They get their food.
Here they come.
So let's come over here.
Are these them circling around us?
Yeah. Yeah, and see all lined up on that roof over there?
Oh, I see them.
There's more over there. They'll see me. Those guys will see me. Oh, look. They haven't eaten their seed from yesterday. Huh. Well, they're so goofy. Why didn't they do that? I mean, that was my afternoon feeding.
Yeah. Okay. What's on the ground here?
That's the corn and stuff that I feed them.
Huh.
So they probably have been hunted.
When I took the bus down from Rhode Island to get here,
mm-hmm.
and dropped me off at the Port Authority, right? And literally the first sign that I saw in New York, it said, don't feed the pigeons. A, they harbor disease, and B, they encourage the rats.
Wow. Okay, so pigeons have, I say, the worst press agent. Like, if they're going to get press, it's usually terrible. The propaganda that's out there against them is just lazy. And I think that it's just really important to get to know all the wonderful things about pigeons.
Yeah.
Would you consider yourself like a PR agent for pigeons?
Yes. I can talk about pigeons all day and not get bored.
Do you have a flyer?
Oh, yeah.
Can you read it for me?
Yeah, sure.
Is that all right?
Yeah, no, I don't mind at all. Okay, so I give them this flyer. I go, okay, oh, you are my target audience. If someone comes over and says, you know, oh, I hate them, they're disgusting. I go, hold on, let me give you one of these. It's called The Adoration of the Pigeon. Number one, pigeons mate for life. Both parents make milk and take turns feeding their babies. Number two, pigeons do not carry disease. This is a money-making lie told by greedy exterminators. Number three, pigeons have remarkable homing instincts. The location where the bird is born is where he will spend his entire life. Say hello to your resident pigeons. Number eight, pigeons love to bathe and preen. Their favorite food is crushed peanuts and high-quality bird seed. My favorite thing to do is sit on a park bench and feed the birds. It's fun to get to know them. And then number nine, look at pigeons the same way that you would look at a rose or a bed of wildflowers. They are beautiful and unique, with each one being different from the rest. It is a privilege to have them around us. Well, there's pigeon netting going on in the city. So anytime that a pigeon goes missing, I get really worried that they were netted. These guys go around and they net the pigeons and then they sell them to live pigeon shoots in Pennsylvania. It's a whole thing. And it's one of my biggest worries, other than the hawk and the falcon. I mean, that's scary, but it doesn't compare to putting a net down, putting the seed on top, and then taking them. Cops don't care.
Right.
Nobody cares. So a lot of my flock, a lot of pigeons that I've known for a long time in Union Square and Washington Square have gotten netted. So I'm scared that, you know, that these netters will see, and they're not very far from us. The netters are actually a 10-minute drive. So when they net them, they take them to this feed store down the street, and they put them in an aviary, all the netted ones. And then they've got aviaries of fancy pigeons. So the aviary full of the netted ones will get their wings clipped, and then they will sell them to the live pigeon shoots. And they put them in a little catapult, and the pigeon goes flying up in the air, cannot fly, and the guy just shoots them. The only way it's going to stop is, you know, just like vigilantes coming out and being like, no, what are you doing? Stop that. And so, yeah, so they're not very far from here. I'm afraid they're going to see my big flock flying around. So, you know, every morning I'm just grateful that they're there. I actually used to go in there dressed up like a nun and release those pigeons. It's fine, I can tell you.
What's your nun name?
Sister Marta, I think is what I went by. Sister Marta, yeah. And my friend Betty, who looks like a nun, she doesn't even have to dress like a nun, got us to be trusted, and they led us to the back. They let us be in the back with all the pigeons. I mean, it's like, oh, the sisters are here. Oh, well, yeah, hi, sisters, you know, whatever. Like, go ahead, like, hang out in the back. We don't care. And so they would all be in the front, and there's the aviaries to the left. And there was a door right by where they would bring in the street pigeons. That's where I could let them go. Mm. And I would just fucking let them go. Just fucking let them go. And I just like, and then we just walk out because she didn't know what I had just done. One day I went in, just like the nun, the woman that worked there, she goes, hey, are you an animal activist? Someone told me that you're an animal activist. Boy, my heart. And I was like, I don't know what that means. And she goes, you don't know what that means? And I said, no, I don't really know what that means. And she goes, oh, okay. Oh, God, I am so sorry. Oh, my God, I am so sorry. These people, they told me that you guys were animal activists and that you're coming in here and you're causing trouble. And I was like, oh, no, all good. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. We just come in here because we love birds and we come to feed the birds from the park. And she, oh, okay. Okay, got through that. Betty looked at me like, holy shit, a priest walks in. And he looks at me, and I'm the one dressed like a nun, not Betty. And he goes, good morning. And I'm like, good morning. I never went back.
How many times did you pull this off before you stopped doing it?
We did it for a while.
If you had to guess.
We did it for a couple of years, on and off, you know, as often as I could get there, which was once every month or so. You know, I try to get there and go and, you know.
So like you did this more than a dozen times?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why do you think you got away with it for so long?
I don't know. I don't know how we got away with it. They liked us coming. It was like, oh, the sisters are here, you know? Yeah. The white and the mostly white. Her name is Peony, and she was found in Times Square last year by one of my followers. And she was visiting from Spain, and she contacted me and said, "There's two pigeons, and they look like they're about to die, and they were babies." And she brought her to me, and I raised her, and she's doing so good out here. I just love seeing her now. See, if I don't see her, I get upset.
I hope this isn't too dark to ask about, but like, I mean, we're all getting older, right? I mean, there's no person on the planet who's mm-hmm. not getting older. Mm-hmm. And my understanding is that you hit a certain point in your life and then you make a transition from saying like, oh, I'll get old and I'll die someday. And then you get to a certain point and eventually there's a slow transition where you say, I am now old and I am dying mm-hmm. and I should mm-hmm. make the appropriate preparations mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. what happens when I'm gone.
Yeah.
So you have this flock of 150 mm-hmm. or so that may grow, may shrink, but like if they're depending on you for food, how are you prepping for that mm-hmm. when you're either not able to feed them or mm-hmm. you've died?
I think about that. I'm like, wow, what if I just, you know, die? Well, then they will struggle because there is not enough food in New York for them. The trees do not have nuts and seeds on them. None of the plants have berries or food for them. So people are like, oh, they have plenty of food. Yeah, they're waiting for you to drop your hot dog bun. That's not plenty of food. Sometimes I think about like doing less food, like maybe like kind of swaying back and forth with like, so that that way they learn to go out and look for garbage. I mean, but I don't know. I've gotten to a place in life where it's like, you know, all the cliches, it's God's plan. We're all, you know, all these cliches that you have going in your head from like, for me, from my religious background. I'm like, oh God, all those things just come into play now. It's like, well, you know, we're all here doing what we do and it's all part of the plan.
In early 2019, New York City attempted to make it illegal to feed the city's squirrels and birds. Mother Pigeon and others fought this proposal, and it was ultimately not adopted, so it remains completely legal for Mother Pigeon to do what she does. However, she says she does sometimes get nasty looks from the park employees. If you're looking for Mother Pigeon, you can find her a lot of days at Union Square in Manhattan. She brings a flock of felt pigeons with her to sell to anyone who's curious about the birds. I bought two of Mother Pigeon's flock, and I mailed one to a listener and one to my dad for his birthday. If you'd like to know where Mother Pigeon is and what she's up to, follow her on Instagram at Mother Pigeon Brooklyn. You can also find links to her and her social media accounts on our website, which is hbmpodcast.com. There you can find pictures of Mother Pigeon, and also some links to the aforementioned propaganda written by exterminators about the safety of handling pigeons, specifically how to avoid airborne disease when cleaning up their droppings. Again, we're at hbmpodcast.com. A big thank you to listener Laura Rose, who first told me about Mother Pigeon via our secret listener Facebook group. If you want to be a part of our infrequent discussions on that group, all you have to do is find it. It's not really that well hidden or anything. It's not so much a secret as it's just not public. Yeah, feel free to join. You just have to find the group, and then you have to answer two entrance questions. And that's as hard as it is. My name is Jeff Entman. I produced this episode with help from Bethany Denton. Original music by The Black Spot. Here Be Monsters is distributed by KCRW. Our senior editor there is Kristen Lepore. We get additional support for freelance contributions from KCRW's Independent Producer Project. Thanks for listening. More episodes soon.